said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Oh my, oh my, oh my God.
Proving you haven't got to be pretty. To be beautiful.
You're ugly.
This is Cliffo and Gabby's search for Townsville's ugliest pet on Hit 103.1.
Almost 2 weeks ago now, we met Scamp the Tramp, who is 2019's ugliest dog. This is a competition that runs in America every single year to find the ugliest dog. And Scamp was very unattractive.
So ugly.
But we kind of cute.
We fell in love with him.
We did.
Because we said he's an oyster. Like, you could just tell looking at him, rough as on the outside.
But so lovable.
But a pearl on the inside. And that led to the idea of this, the search for Townsville's ugliest pet.
Yeah, we had to bring it here.
Now, it happened last night at Fairfield Central Shopping Centre. We had three judges lined up, yourself, Clint from Townsville Pet Resort, and also Ebony from My Pet Hub.
Yeah, so everyone, well, most people that have a very high knowledge of animals. I'm just an animal lover.
You're an animal lover. I think that qualifies you as a judge.
Yeah.
But we lined you guys up before we actually did the pageant where we walked the guys up and down the runway, like the ugly pets up and down the runway. We had to just catch up with our finalists again and I guess remind ourselves who the top five actually were, starting with Fur Mama Emma. This is Glenn. Explain Glenn again for us.
He's a multi-shih tzu with one eye and some pretty bung teeth, but he's pretty awesome dog.
Now, you washed and groomed him before the day to get him ready. Is that right?
Well, he was groomed the day we entered him.
Uh-huh.
So he, yeah, a part of the look.
Unfortunately, you can't groom an eye back. But best of luck on the runway. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Celeste is here, the fur mama of Marvin, the only cat in the competition.
I know, right?
Do you believe that's going to give you an advantage today?
Oh, I don't know. It's a tough gig. I think they're all pretty ugly, but so cute, really, aren't they?
They are, but it is a cat walk, so I reckon you've got the advantage here with Marvin.
I think, yeah, I think so.
Good luck out there on the, well, we have been calling it the pet walk, but for you it's definitely the cat walk.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stacey's here with finalist Pete, the ugly pug in the competition.
He's so excited.
That eye really does protrude in his, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
So do you think he's actually excited because he knows that he's in an ugly competition?
He's going to win.
Hands down. We're living our dance mum life.
Yeah.
That, this is dance mum scored back.
Flat face. He's so ugly beautiful. Best of luck, Pete.
Smile.
Thank you. Kerry's here with Justin Bieber, our only feathered competitor in the ugly pet pageant. I know you had to practice on a lead, like walking the hen on the lead. How did it go?
Yeah, she did pretty good. It was a bit of an effort to get the lead on to start with, but we've worked it out now.
How does she go with a lot of people and other animals around?
We're not quite sure. We'll find that out today. Yeah.
It's not true. If she loses today, she's not going in the Bay Marie at the Coles, is she?
No. I did have chicken for lunch, though, and I felt sort of
so good. Good luck.
Thanks very much.
All right, Jody and Lloyd are here, our fifth and final competitor, just scraping in there. But the more I look at Lloyd, he really does look a bit like a rat, doesn't he?
He does. If he had red eyes, I reckon he'd be an albino rat, like mouse.
Oh, yeah. If he had red eyes, I would be scared to go anywhere near him. He'd be a bit evil looking.
It's true. And you've got massive big ears like a big bat, don't you?
Yeah, they're like satellite dishes. Good luck, Lloyd, you ugly, beautiful thing. There they are. That's our top five. Three dogs, one cat, a chicken, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Time to find out who the winner of Townsville's ugliest pet was at last night's ugly pet pageant.
Three dogs, one cat, and a chicken named Justin Bieber, all going head to head. If you want to see them, the video is up now at our Facey page, Hit 103.1 Townsville. The judges' scores are up there as well too. You can check all that out. But you're right, there could only be one winner, and it was up to you and me to get up on the stage or the makeshift pet walk that we set up to announce the top three and then, of course, the major prize winner.
Of course.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, once and for all, can we get a huge round of applause for all of the animals here today at the search for Townsville's ugliest pet? But, Gabby, there can only be one winner.
There can. And coming in at third place today is Justin Bieber.
Put your hands together. Our rooster coming in at third place. So Justin Bieber was third.
Coming in at number two is, of course,
putting
Congratulations, Pete.
For Pete the Pug. You may have noticed, like we mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, one eye slightly larger than the other due to a run-in with the cat. But still, ugly enough to earn him a solid place here at the search today.
He's in the middle of the board when it comes to ugliness.
So Justin Bieber, the rooster, coming in third. Coming in at second position, we have Pete the Pug, which means there can be only one winner here at the Ugly Pet Pageant. Gabby.
Is, of course, Glenn / Private Pete. One-eyed Glenn.
One-eyed Glenn / Private Pete. Come to the front.
Come on up, Glenn.
There it is, just recapping. Coming in at number three, Justin Bieber the Chook. Number two, Pete the Pug. And first, Glenn, the one-eyed Maltese Shih Tzu.
And let's just do another shout-out to Glenn as well, who also won the People's Choice vote when it came to Townsville's Ugliest Pet as well. Like, overwhelmingly won in both categories.
Look, what did our finalists actually think of the final result and, of course, their strut on the pet walk? We did a bit of a run-around just to chat to some of our finalists, starting with the fourth place getter. So this was Marvin the cat having a chat to Celeste, his fur mum.
He's loving it. Look at it. This is his moment.
Yeah, he doesn't even care that people think he's ugly.
No.
As long as he gets the attention.
Yeah, he never cared from the start.
That's all around. Stacey's here. Pete the Pug coming in second place today. Did you think he'd score that highly?
He's very ugly and I believe in him.
Well, he's pretty stoked. Like, he's been excited all day. I think he's pretty excited to take home second place. Do you reckon he'll be happy with it, or was he gunning for first?
He was gunning for first because he's a winner, but we'll take second. It's fine. It was only half a point.
Glenn the dog coming in at number one. Emma is here. Emma, congratulations. You are officially the owner of Townsville's Ugliest Pet.
Thanks.
Yes.
Did you think he would win?
Not really. We kind of entered him as a joke. Yeah.
I think it was the one eye. I think that just put a few people off. But he's a beautiful dog in terms of personality. That's the main thing.
It's a face only a mother could love. And you get to go home with him. It's a win all round, right?
Yeah, win-win.
Win-win.
And it's a pretty phenomenal prize. So not a bad take home.
So good. Well done, Glenn. Well done to his fur mum, Emma, there as well, too. Amazing prizes. Thanks so much to My Pet Hub, Townsville Pet Resort, and Fairfield Central Shopping Centre for donating all those. And see the video now, because we can talk about it all day.
But you got to see
it. You got to see the
Poor
video.
Poor Justin Bieber wouldn't even walk on his lead. That's the chicken.
To me, that's the highlight, when the chicken would not walk. He's just like, I want no part of this.
Go have a look.
Hit 103.1 Townsville on Facey. See the video right now.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Oh my God, we're back again.
Boys.
And they're coming back to Australia.
Y'all ready to
party? We have a double pass to the Backstreet Boys in Brisbane on May 20 next year. But, you know, Brisbane's pretty far away, so we've got flights and accommodation to throw in there as well to make it a whole experience.
The whole thing, everything
it's
you
all
need
included.
For this experience. It's all included.
Except for spending money for the merch. That's up to you.
Wow, we're not millionaires. Merch is not cheap. So thank you so much to all of our new Hit VIPs who registered to win this and our existing VIPs who logged on and were keen as. We're going to call one of you guys back right now. Randomly picked one. Calling this Hit VIP back and giving them the good news. Here we go. Come on.
Hello?
Hi, is that Shana?
It is, yes.
Shana, it's Cliffo and Gabby from Hit 103.1. Is it true you have Backstreet Boys tattoos?
Yes.
Explain the tats to us. What are they?
One says BSB, which is obviously Backstreet Boys. Hang on, honey. And the other one is Show 'Em What You're Made Of, and the other one is Never Gone, which are all Backstreet Boys songs.
Oh, so you've got lyrics all over your body, so you don't have like a big Nick face on your arm or anything?
No.
Damn it, I was expecting the full like boy band tattoo across the shoulder blades.
Face tattoos never look as good as the photo they're supposed to. No. Shana, look, it's clear you've got a little one in the background, but we've got some bad news. You're gonna have to find a babysitter because we're sending you to see the Backstreet Boys live in Brisbane.
Are you serious?
We are serious.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to Brizzy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So this is you and a friend are flights from Townsville to Brisbane, the accommodation, and you will be there at the Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour. That's the prize. Do you accept it?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for being a hit VIP.
Thank you.
And please,
thank you so much.
Call us after the concert. We want a full review, okay?
Oh, absolutely. I will.
Send us pics of your tats. We want to check them out.
Yeah, we want those as well.
I will.
Maybe get them to sign your body and you can get that tattooed
send
on.
Send this to your children as well. Gabby's happy to take care of them. She'll babysit them for the weekend of the concert,
never
all right?
To that.
Are you sure?
Maybe get a professional babysitter. Are you going to Brisbane, Sharda? Thanks again.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
No, thank you for being a hit VIP. And don't miss it. The Backstreet Boys are back. The DNA World Tour hits Brisbane Wednesday, May 20. Tickets on sale right now at livenation.com.au.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Happens a lot when a smell just starts getting more and more whiffy in the car and you've got to go on the search for whatever is emitting that disgusting odour. And that happened to me yesterday. I got in the car, I'm like, oh God, no, it's gotten to the point where I've got to look. And I finally went underneath, like dove under the passenger seat, found
You boldly went where no woman has been before.
Never wants to go anyway. And I pulled out this baseball cap that had completely gone mouldy. So I don't know what kind of sweat I'm sweating, but this mould had really taken over.
Gabby sweats blue cheese. Maybe she does car soil. We found a mouldy chicken nugget in the back of the car that my daughter had discarded. But I do remember one Christmas too, it was like a practical joke. My Uncle Kenny wrapped up the prawn shells.
No.
And he put them under the seat in my dad's ute.
No.
And I think it was only like the day after Boxing Day. Dad's like, what is wrong? And yeah, finds the prawn shells.
That smell would stick around. Yuck!
Oh, that's not even a practical joke. That's just mean.
It's just mean.
But 13, 12, 16 calls coming through. Donna's here right now. Grosser the better. Donna, what did you find in your car?
I've got kind of two stories. So for a couple of days, we get into my partner's car and each day that smell's getting progressively worse. Mm-hmm. I open up the passenger door and I go, this is foul. Found in like where the door opens up and meets the car, there's a dead tree frog. Pretty terrible, but yes.
My God.
Decomposing frog, that would be disgusting.
Frogs, if you get close to a frog, they're kind of whiffy when they're alive. But when they're dead, that's next level. Just quickly, what was the other one? Don't give us the story, just give us the thing because we got lots of calls coming through.
Yeah, we had a rat come out from under the hood of our car. We were driving on the highway and just popped out of the bonnet. So, yeah.
Donnie, your car has more wildlife in it than Billabong Sanctuary. That's nuts. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Yeah, hi, it's Sandy. How are you?
Good, Sandy. What'd you find in your car?
Okay, it was a long time ago and the smell got worse and worse and smelled like it was something dead. End up having to take the door insert off the car door and found a dead frog in the bottom of the door.
What is going on with all these frogs?
Why is a frog going into a car? I thought frogs, Sandy, generally gravitate to wet areas.
No, you know, you'll be surprised how many you find inside the seal of your door or your hatch and things like that if your seals aren't good. And it was an older car and he's got in there and obviously found a little hole somewhere and wiggled in between the door insert and poor thing died in the bottom of the door.
My brother, guys, has a genuine phobia of frogs. He's petrified of them. So I'd imagine he'd be streaming the show right now, getting ready to set his car
He's already
fire.
Pulled his car apart. What are you talking about?
The car's lit, mate. He's burned it up.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby now on Hit 103.1.
We've all heard the saying, kids say the darndest things. And my five-year-old daughter was a living, breathing embodiment of that.
This
last
is not
night.
The first time that she has embarrassed you with words that came out of her mouth, though.
Nor will it be the last. we've got a five-month-old at home, too.
Oh, you got another one
we've
coming.
We've signed up for more of this. But last night, there was a stack of us from work at Fairfield Central Shopping Centre for our ugly pet pageant.
Mm-hmm.
It was the big finale for our Search for Townsville's Ugliest Pet. We're going to play all that back. You'll hear it all this morning after 8 to 10 a.m. But I thought I'm going to bring my daughter along because she loves animals, whether they're pretty or ugly or whatever. She's an animal lover. So I brought her along and JB was there. Now, JB is the guy who fills in for us if we're ever away, does shifts on the weekend at the radio station and stuff.
Yeah.
He's a much loved and valued.
Filled in for you when you're on paternity leave.
Filled in for me, yeah, when we had our little boy Charlie, like 5 months back or whatever it was. So, yeah, we all know JB, and he has a lovely partner by the name of Jess. And Jess is, she is just the apple of Matilda's eye. Like, Matilda is besotted.
Oh, really?
By Jess. Matilda once said to me, is Jess a princess?
Oh, she's very beautiful.
She's very beautiful. She's small. She has, like, long blonde hair and stuff. And Matilda is just in love with her. And every time she sees Jess, it's because I'm hanging out with JB or whatever, who is my colleague. And, you know, Jess is there. So Matilda, you know, often it's like, oh, it's JB. Is Jess going to be there? Yeah, whatever. So Matilda's besotted. Anyway, last night, she, of course, like slides her way next to Jess.
Real discreet.
While it's all happening or whatever. And at the end of the event, JB was actually helping us pack everything down. And my daughter, my 5-year-old daughter, turns to Jess and just says the words that I don't think Jess is ever going to forget. Why is your dad helping to pack up? So, in the, like 18 months, 2 years that my daughter has known Jess and has known JB, she has thought that JB is not Jess's partner, that JB is, in fact, Jess's dad.
So funny.
Now, JB...
He's younger than us.
He's so, yeah, so he took it so well. But surprisingly, it is not the first time he has been confused as Jess's father.
Yeah, it is true. I've been confused as Jess's dad. I, for a while, had a massive beard. So a huge beard. And, yeah, someone seen a photo of us and said, oh, is that your dad?
No word of a lie. JB this morning has come in. Clean shaven. I kid you not. The beard is gone, ladies and gentlemen.